Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Girls and Boys Athletic Associations announced the complete list of state track and field qualifiers over the weekend with the completion of some of those regional meets. In looking at some of the area girls qualifiers, in Class 1A, Adair Casey has two qualifiers, Katie Clark in the 400 and the 4x8 relay team. AHST with a couple of qualifiers, as Shayla Bird qualified in the 400 and also the sprint medley relay team is in. For Audubon, they have six qualifiers. Emma Conkler qualified in both the 100 and the 200. Emily Nelson in the 100. Also the 4x100, 4x800, and shuttle hurdle relay teams are in for Audubon. Corning also has six qualifiers. Tiffany Shepherd is half of them. She has the 3,000, 1,500, and 800 to run this week. Andrea Boswell will participate in the high jump. Carly Pappas in the discus, and the distance medley team from Corning also qualified. Exira EHK has a couple of qualifiers. Jennifer Neville in the 400 and the 4x800 relay team. Griswold has 14 qualifiers, as Rebecca Topham and Jordan Sint both qualified in the 3,000, the 1,500, the 800, and the 400-meter hurdle events. Larissa Backus will run the 200. Also, Griswold qualified in the 4x200, 4x800, shuttle hurdle, distance medley, and sprint medley relays. Riverside has a couple of qualifying teams in the relays, the 4x1 and 4x2. Villisca also has Morgan Hare qualifying in both the 800 and the long jump. In Class 2A girls, IKM Manning has five qualifiers. Sarah Schlichte in the 400, Kaylee Blake in both the discus and the shot, Caitlin Eischeid in the shot and the shuttle hurdle relay team, Missouri Valley with a couple of qualifiers, Haley Hellstrom in the 100 hurdles and the shuttle hurdle relay team. Nottoway Valley has three qualifiers, Destiny Scar in the 3,000, Josie Carter in the long jump, and the shuttle hurdle team. Trainer with 12 qualifying events, Caitlin Killinger in the 3,000, Shaylee Rath in the 100 hurdles, the 400 hurdles, and the high jump, Callie Calfee in the long jump, Paige Vulcans in the discus, and also they have the shuttle hurdle, 4x100, 4x200, 4x400, 4x800, and distance medley teams qualifying. Tri-Center has eight qualifiers, Carrie Witt in the 400 and the 200, Michelle Mum in the 800, Alex Larson in the 1500, and they have four relays, the 4x400, 4x800, the sprint medley, and the distance medley teams in the meet. In Class 3A, Atlantic has one qualifier and Tiffany Williams in the 3,000. Creston has four, Dennison five, Glenwood has 13 qualifiers, and also in Harlan with 13 qualifiers in the girls' side as well. Now, in boys' qualifiers, Class 1A, Tyler Robinson of AHST qualified in both the 100 and the 200. For Adair Casey, they have three qualifiers, Clayton Plowman in the 100, Emmett Wheatley in the 200, and the 4x1 relay team. Audubon has three qualifiers, Trevor Smith in the 800, also the 4x200 and shuttle hurdle relay teams are in. Cam has two qualifiers, Trevor McKee in the 400 hurdles and the 4x400 relay team. Corning has Keegan Longabaugh in the discus. Exira EHK has Cole Anderson running the 400 hurdles. Griswold has six qualifiers in Colin Fast in the shot put, and then they have five relay qualifiers as well, the shuttle hurdle, distance medley, the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x800 teams. Riverside has four qualifiers, Rick Williams both in the shot and the discus, Zach Morris in the 400 and the distance medley team. Villisca has Travis Herzberg in both the 400 and 800 events. In Class 2A, Clarinda has four qualifiers, IKM Manning, Kemper Catholic, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Shenandoah all have four qualifiers, Red Oak has one, St. Albert has 10, Trainer with three, and Tri-Center has a couple of qualifiers as well. In 3A, Atlantic has one qualifier, Jake Arback in the 400 hurdles. Also, Creston has seven, Dennison two, Glenwood has 19, and Harlan with 15 qualifiers for the state track and field championships, which get underway at Drake Stadium this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Chris Parks will be trackside, as he'll be providing live coverage on the air for you, and he'll keep tabs on the web as well, keeping you updated on those results. Also, the girls' golf postseason begins today with girls' class well, all classes, first-round regionals today. In Class 1A, Griswold and Dunlap will be the host sites. In 2A, Greenfield and Onawa will host area teams. In Class 3A, Shenandoah will be the host school. And also in Class 4A, Storm Lake will host area schools. The top individuals and teams will be qualifying for next week's regional final round. Well, the longtime head of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union died over the weekend at the age of 90. The organization announced that E. Wayne Cooley died on Saturday. Cooley became executive secretary of the athletic union in 1954, and over the next 48 years, he led an expansion of interscholastic activities from the single sport of basketball to include track and field, cross country, softball, golf, swimming, tennis, volleyball, and soccer. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball action Sunday, Jorge De La Rosa held the St. Louis Cardinals hitless into the seventh inning, and Troy Tulowitzki's three-run homer ended Colorado's scoreless streak at 28 innings as the Rockies picked up an 8-2 victory over the Cardinals. In other National League action, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 5-1, Pittsburgh over the New York Mets 3-2, Chicago beat Washington 2-1, San Francisco 5-1 over Atlanta, the LA Dodgers beat Miami 5-3, Philadelphia in 10 innings, a 4-2 winner over Arizona. In the American League yesterday, Robinson Cano finally hit a home run at Kauffman Stadium. Vernon Wells went deep for the second straight game, and the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2 to wrap up a three-game sweep. Elsewhere in the AL Sunday, it was Cleveland over Detroit in 10 innings, 4-3. Toronto beat Boston 12-4. Baltimore shut out Minnesota 6-0. Texas over Houston 12-7. Seattle topping Oakland 6-1, and the White Sox beat the LA Angels 3-0. In interleague play, it was Tampa Bay over San Diego by a score of 4-2. Also in Pacific Coast League play on Sunday, Omaha beat Colorado Springs 14-4, and it was Reno topping Iowa by a 9-8 final. Cardinals put right-hander Jake Westbrook on the 15-day disabled list with elbow inflammation, and they plan to select the contract of left-hander John Gast in time for Tuesday night's game against the New York Mets. To make room for Gast on the Major League roster, the team said Sunday that injured closer Jason Mott will be moved to the 60-day disabled list while rehabilitating from reconstructive elbow surgery. Westbrook is 2-1 with a 1.62 ERA over seven starts. His DL move was retroactive to May 9th. What a difference a year makes. The Houston Astros have designated pitcher Phillip Umber for assignment a day after he gave up five runs while only getting two outs in a loss to the Texas Rangers. Umber is just a year removed from pitching the 21st perfect game in Major League history, but he's had a terrible start this year, going 0-8 with a 9.59 earned run average. The Colorado Rockies placed outfielder Michael Kadire on the 15-day disabled list with a neck injury, and they recalled outfielder Charlie Blackman from AAA Colorado Springs. The Yankees have put infielder Eduardo Nunez on the disabled list with sore ribs. They recalled Alberto Gonzalez from AAA Scranton. Oh, in basketball, the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs are now locked into a best-of-three Western Conference semifinal after they split the first four games. The Warriors evened the series yesterday, erasing an 8-point deficit in the final 5 minutes of regulation as they beat the Spurs 97-87 in overtime. Harrison Barnes finished with 26 points and 10 rebounds. Jarrett Jack came off the bench to score 24 points, and Stephen Curry added 22 despite an injured left ankle. Tim Duncan had 19 points and 15 rebounds for the Spurs as they'll host Game 5 on Tuesday. In the hockey playoffs, the Detroit Red Wings will renew their bitter rivalry with the Chicago Blackhawks in the NHL's Western Conference semifinals after they took a 7-game series from Anaheim. Henrik Zetterberg and Valtteri Filppula each notched a goal and an assist as the Wings beat the Ducks 3-2 last night in Anaheim. Jimmy Howard had 31 stop shots for Detroit, which trailed the series 2-0 and 3-2 before they came back to eliminate the second-seeded Ducks. The New York Rangers and the Toronto Maple Leafs have forced Game 7s in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Henrik Lundqvist posted his seventh career postseason shutout, and Derek Brassard scored the only goal as the Blue Shirts beat the Washington Capitals 1-0 at Madison Square Garden. The home team has won the first 6 games of the series, which bodes well for the Capitals. They host the series finale coming up tonight. Boston also has a Monday meeting with the Maple Leafs, with the winner taking on Washington or New York in the conference semifinals. James Reimer stopped 29 shots, and the Leafs forced a 7th game as they beat the Bruins yesterday by a score of 2-1. In golf, Tiger Woods has become the fourth two-time winner of the Players' Championship. Woods parred the final two holes for a 2-under par 70, leaving him 13-under for the tourney. That's two strokes ahead of Kevin Streelman, Swedish rookie David Lingmerth, and Jeff Maggart. Sergio Garcia was tied with Woods with two holes remaining before sending two shots into the water for a quadruple bogey 7. Garcia also hit his next tee shot into the water on the way to a double bogey that left him tied for 8th place. And in horse racing news, the trainer of Normandy Invasion says his 4th place finisher in the Kentucky Derby will miss the Preakness and get ready for a summer campaign that includes the Travers Stakes in August. Normandy Invasion took the lead in the stretch of last weekend's Derby before finishing 4th, 3.5 lengths behind the winner, Orb. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.